I had a Ouija board and I slept with it underneath the bed.
Oh, that's smart.
Oh, okay. Oh,
oh yeah. No big deal.
I don't know why. The
I don't see
that
any problem
happened.
There. Yeah, that's that normal, happened. Right? You too?
No, I don't fuck with Ouija boards, dude. Last time I fucked with a Ouija board was when we were in Mexico. We were teenagers. Bro, we played with it.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Back in Our Day podcast, a show where myself, your host, and three of my lovely co-hosts get together weekly to gather around the nostalgia campfire and share some hilarious, and in today's case, scary, spooky stories about growing up here in Texas during the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. So in today's episode, we got a really cool topic going over spooky and scary things we've experienced, and I think you're really going to enjoy this. This is episode 12. We'll do a quick little round the table, but if you want to know more about each of the co-hosts and myself, you can go to our first episode. All right, let's start this side.
Hi, I'm Bubbles, and I'm a millennial.
PT Gen Xer.
Hey, everyone, I'm C. I'm also a millennial.
And I'm your host, D, also a millennial. So PT's our old man. Well, no, we have another old man who's older, but in today's case, he's the oldest, eldest. Older and wiser, I think.
Yay.
All right. Who wants to kick it off? Spooky, scary stories. And this can be from child age, teenagers, even current, I would say, is let's hear it. This is October. This is when all the scary shit goes down. So let's do it.
Well, today was a scary.
What the fuck?
Today?
Today was scary.
How so?
PT was wearing a crop top.
What? Do you have a picture?
No.
You should have got a picture. Do you have video?
I told him he was standing in front of the TV watching football.
How many crop tops does he
and,
own?
And I told
fucking
him.
Crop top. It was a fucking shrunk polo fucking t-shirt that
I told him. I was like,
it.
Oh, I didn't know it was crop top day.
Damn.
It wasn't crop top day. You
let me
see.
Put one on too. Matching ones.
So it was a shirt that shrunk?
It just shrunk and it was like right at my waistline.
Oh,
it was
so
like right there.
You were
so I just like. Lifted my arms because the bear's fucked up, and like you could see, like my little
Lonha,
my little
your lunches came
happy
rolling
trail.
Out. Yeah.
Your happy
she
trail.
Saw a bit of my happy trail.
Damn.
To the log cabin.
That is pretty scary. I like that.
Oh my goodness.
All right, so that's not. I mean, scary for you, scary. Not scary for us.
Yeah, scary for me. If you saw, you had been scared.
How
do you know? Maybe someone would have liked it. Not everybody likes. I mean, some people like logs.
Yeah, some
know.
People. Some people have different tastes.
Yes. Some people love log rides. I don't
sure.
know.
Okay.
Oh my goodness! I thought.
But anyways.
Yeah.
So I have one where. In our home growing up, our childhood home, Bubbles and I being siblings, there would be this shadow motion. So the way our house was set up is we had a hallway that connected all of the rooms, the bedrooms and bathroom. And then our kitchen ran basically within eye like sight line. So we'd be sitting in the kitchen doing homework, having a snack, whatever. And out of your peripheral vision to if you were sitting in the kitchen facing a window, it basically be to the left would be the hallway. And I would always catch this blur quick, real fast. It would just, yeah. It would always go from Bubbles' room to my parents' room and back.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be random.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like often, but it would happen enough to where I would recognize it. And I'd always try and look creepy, dude.
Yeah, like real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen it, and what it looked like to me would be like the Reaper.
What?
That's what it looked like.
It was yeah. tall.
Like the ones we see at our house?
Yeah, it was a tall? Dark figure, tall with dark.
I never saw it holding anything. I just saw it go. Because you got to remember, the width of the hallway was literally just enough for like a person and a half. It's not a very yeah. wide hallway. So by the time it would move, you would look, and it'd be gone.
Yeah.
What happens now? Because last time when we played poker, when I got there early.
You saw something?
Yeah, I was there talking to the old man, and I looked like down the hallway, you know, from the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I saw something standing there, and then I looked again, and it was gone.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
But like I was talking to him, but I could see
it. You see it. It's
yeah.
always peripheral.
Yeah, and it's like it like just disappeared when I looked. And he's like, "What did you see? Did you see that thing?" I'm like, "Fuck, dude, yeah." Like, I mean, not that it scared
yeah.
me, but you know.
Yeah, because my room was directly across from Mom and Dad's.
Yeah,
so I would always
so
see
room,
it walk from
room?
My room to mom and dad's room.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Like crossing?
Yeah. Because I sat like, so the table was basically kind of in front of the garage door. So I sat like looking at the garage door. So I would see it like on my right.
Your right side.
My right side.
Facing and the garage door.
Yeah, and I would sit across from her, mm-hmm. so it would be my left, mm-hmm. my left eye.
And was the old man sitting like head of the?
He would always.
Table?
He was no. So he
his back would be.
Yeah, he would never see it because his back would face the hall.
So
he
was, yeah, his back.
So
was
he was
the
head
wall.
Of the table facing.
Away from the.
Away from the. Yeah. Yeah. Oh shit!
Yeah. And my mom would sit
probably
the other side.
Probably because of that.
I don't know. Maybe right.
Or she would. So she would sit head on the table.
She never told us if she saw it, or I never remember her saying if she saw it.
Mm-mm. I think she did say she saw.
Yeah,
it.
I think okay. she. Yeah, because when she was at our okay. house one time, we were talking.
I just about assumed. Stuff. I mean, yeah. we all did. So. Yeah,
because
yeah,
she was pretty sensitive too. Because mm-hmm. her and I shared a lot of stories about like.
Well, I guess yeah, all those times I did Bloody Mary in the bathroom didn't
damn.
Help.
Yeah, so that was another thing, dude. Like in school, they would tell you Bloody Mary. You know, and so for those listening, if this isn't part of your culture, you just don't know what it is. Bloody Mary would be you go into your bathroom, you what is
lights
it?
Out,
lights out, completely dark. Mm-hmm. You're in your bathroom. You facing flush the toilet or
no, facing the mirror. And I think you have to say Bloody Mary three times, she appears in the
spin
mirror.
Spin around or something. Like,
oh, yeah. Shit. Ours is different.
What was yours?
The one from the south side, you would get like period blood and rub it on the mirror.
What the fuck?
And say it three times.
Where would you source the period
just kidding,
blood?
Dude. Where do you think, bro?
from
my
your
butthole.
Sister?
From my butthole.
No, man. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Wow.
You would do it. Yeah, you would say three times and it would like.
Yeah, appear. And she would like appear in the mirror.
Well, how crazy
that,
she would
okay,
happen.
I guess that's going to be this episode's polling question. Did you smear period blood on your bathroom mirror when you were a kid?
Come on. That's so gross.
It's because it was left over my fingers. That's why I didn't have any other choice. No, but yeah. Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, crazy shit would happen when you would do that.
We were crazy enough to attempt it. And
you actually
it never
did it
happened.
At Del's house?
Yeah, it never mm-hmm. happened.
Nothing happened.
No, but you invite other shit. That's what happens. Like,
I never
invite.
Did.
Oh,
no,
I live
no.
there now, so.
It never, nothing ever happened.
Yeah, nothing happened.
It's bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Nothing's I wonder happened. If there was still something there, because there was this one when me and Dee moved back for the few months mm-hmm. that we were there. There was this one time, and we stayed in his old room, because mm-hmm. your room was, you know, converted. There was this one time that Mills was barking
yeah.
really, really ugly, and she was staring into your parents' room.
Oh, really?
Dude, yeah.
Because that door,
Mohawk was up.
Yeah, that door was open, but the lights were off.
I forgot
and she
about
just barking
that.
In there?
Barking
it,
really yeah. ugly.
Dude, like,
we've never heard her bark like that before.
I haven't heard her bark like that since.
Yeah,
it was
and
like
we
a,
even like tried to like
growl.
Distract her. You know, try to call her, even bribe her with you know
she wouldn't
treats
move.
Or whatever. Nope, she wouldn't move. She just
dude, she was like whatever's in there is about to die. Because she was in like what? Kill
like,
mode. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
She was like,
yeah.
Like, I've heard her growl, and this one was like she meant business.
Yeah.
Mm. I was like, oh,
like she was in tech mode.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because
yeah.
dogs.
And it was for a while, stuff. Like, not just a minute. It was like for,
yeah.
You know, oh. like,
so it wasn't a quick thing. It was for a little
no,
bit.
No. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That was pretty creepy. I forgot about mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
It only happened that one time?
Yeah.
When we were there, and then I think. I can't remember if it was your mom or your dad had mentioned it, and we told them to bless their house and kind of like you know to use holy water and stuff like that. And I think mm-hmm. it stopped. I think there was something going on when they were sleeping, right?
Yeah, my mom and it was my dad, right? One of them.
I don't remember.
They'd get like woken up, or he would feel it was. I think it was my dad would feel weight on the bed.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he told me
right?
about that. Yeah, it would go down.
And it would
he
just
lean there. Yeah,
and he like, but my mom wouldn't be there because my mom was a night owl, so she would be up like working on jewelry, or she'd be in the living room, crashed out or something, and like yeah, he'd feel like I think it was my dad
like
that would tell
so
me about
we
that.
Had him, you know, like bless the house and say a prayer and you know say some prayers like at night and stuff,
dude,
and then it went away. But
when you used to have your bed shaking,
yeah, my bed would shake, but.
Dude, poor Bubbles, man. All this stuff running in and out of her room, and then it's like, yeah, go have a good night's rest, I guess. Yeah.
But I would feel my bed shake, but my back would be towards like the door of my room, so I would be facing the wall.
That is not feng shui. Wow.
And I would feel it, and I would not wake up. I mean, I would just like not turn over or look or anything. But
so it would shake like how? Like what do you mean? Like someone would be trying to
like it's like
you
a
up?
Vibration like a
vibrates
like vibrates
because it happens at our house
like trying to wake you up
dude it mm-hmm. happens at our house on our bed mm-hmm. so she whatever the fuck she had she brought it to
but,
her house
but I had a Ouija board and I still put that underneath the bed
oh that's smart
oh okay oh
yeah no big deal
I don't know why the
I don't
fuck
see
that
any problem
happened.
There yeah that's normal
happened.
Right you too
No, I don't fuck with Ouija boards, dude. Last time I fucked with a Ouija board was when we were in Mexico. We were teenagers. Bro, we played with it. It was doing crazy shit. The lights were turning all crazy shit. We threw it outside. All right, we're at my aunt's boyfriend's house who lived next door. And then the next morning, like, we were all asleep. The next morning, it was under the bed where it was, dude. We all fell asleep. Like three of us were in the bed, dude, just scared. We didn't sleep all night. And when we woke up in the morning, it was under there.
I've heard of that stuff happening. One of my coworkers said that happened. The exact same thing.
Yeah. I mean, I did it, but at the time, I didn't know that you weren't supposed to do it. Because I had more games underneath my bed. So that's just where I would kept
the games.
It's
just a storage place.
Yeah.
Actually, you can do it. You can use it. You just got to close it. Because it's like you temporarily open like a portal.
Nah, fuck that. It's too many.
Close it. There's a way of closing it. I know this now, but there's a way of closing that one.
So what happened to it? Is it still there?
The Ouija board?
Yeah.
I think you sold that at a garage sale or something.
Yeah.
But if it were me, imagine it's like a Christmas story, but instead of like, be sure to drink your Ovaltine, what if you're doing it with friends and you're like, wait, what is it spelling at? It's spelling something. Eat at where? Eat at where? And then it just eat a dick. And then it's like, hey, who's fucking with the Ouija board?
Eat ass.
So stupid.
Eat ass. And the neighbor's looking at you like this with his eyes open. Hey, I don't know why it said that.
It's your turn. You're the one that got that right.
You gotta eat that. You gotta eat somebody's
ass. You better listen. Here, let's just get it over with.
Yeah, crazy shit. Dude, I don't fuck with the Ouija. I learned that young. I think we're like 13, 14, we stopped that shit.
I didn't really either, but I have heard that it's the older ones you got to be really careful with.
Yeah.
Like the Parker Brothers ones or Milton Bradley or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, maybe not, but the actual like wooden old school
vintage ones. Back in the day, you could get them at the flea market. There was this lady, I know she was a bruja, dude. She would make them and sell them.
That's fucked up.
Like homemade ones. Like,
oh, shit. Dang.
Yeah, those are crazy, but yeah. Yeah, because the one in Mexico was like homemade. Yeah, I don't mess with the Ouija board. Mm-hmm. That shit just comes to us. Yeah, because even at our house or her house, man, we crazy.
I feel like y'all like that, though. Y'all
are into
weird
shit. Yeah. It goes back to my childhood. Like,
y'all are just intrigued. Y'all are curious people.
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, because there's protection spells that I do that protect us, you know? Like, so, I mean, nothing bad's ever happened. We just always experience shit. And, like, I've always been sensitive since I was a kid. Like, I've had stuff. I didn't realize how sensitive
paranormal.
I was. Yeah. Until I became an adult. But, like, as a kid, like, a lot of crazy stuff happened. Like, we'd go to Mexico a lot. And then, like, the oldest thing I could remember was, I think I told you, like, I'd be playing outside, like, when we lived in the country.
Oh, yeah.
In Los Soya.
Tell our viewers.
Yeah. So, I was probably, like, about four or five, and I'd be playing outside because it was, like, and we had, like, acres and stuff. It was like not ranch, but like in the country, and we had like woods, like monte, big old woods. Like it was like an acre cleared off, and then you could see the woods.
Yeah.
So would I always be playing out there, and I would see like this big figure just like waving to me, like to come towards it.
What?
Yeah. It looked. I don't know. I mean, like I could never tell what it was. Yeah, like, calling me
come
to come to me. Yeah. But it never made noises. But it would always like.
Yeah. It'd be like,
come to me.
Come here.
Come on me. I mean, come to me.
Come to my face. I mean, come to my face. Face me. I mean, it's getting weird. I'm out of here.
You know what? You're not my type. Not yet. Yeah, but it would always wave me over. It was weird.
It wasn't like waving to say hi, but
no,
it was like waving.
It was like calling me, like, come here. Like, yeah. I just remember the hand. And I didn't remember it until I was like an adult. And then like... another crazy thing happened too. Like I told you, when we were in the school bus.
Oh yeah,
dude, this is the
bus driver, right?
Yeah, the bus. So it was, man. I wish I could remember that guy, man. With Facebook, I don't remember. I know his name was like, I think his name was Michael. I don't remember. He was a little white boy.
I don't know any. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think I know any Michael.
No, but yeah, I don't remember the last name. I wish I did, because dude, that's when I was like, I didn't know English to get. I was like in kindergarten, so I was like, you know, all the.
But you know what you saw?
Yeah, I know what I saw. So we were driving in the bus. It was the bus driver. Me, that little boy Michael, and this other little Mexican girl, I don't remember her name, but we were driving, and like out there's like these long country roads, like long, dude. And we turned down this road, and we were just going probably like half a mile, and then all of a sudden, like the bus driver just like slammed on the brakes, bro. And we're like, what the fuck? And he stopped and pulled over, and he was just looking like to the right, like the field, because back, like there were big ass fields, and he was just looking, and he kind of like freaked out, and we were like, playing, and we
like he's startled.
Yeah, we figured like, what the hell is he doing? So we looked, bro. It was like a fucking centaur just running, bro. It was like half horse, half man.
The top half man.
Yeah, top half man. Half yeah, horse. Like a horse. Yeah, what are they, centaurs, whatever they're
yeah,
called?
I yeah, I think they're centaurs. Yeah.
Centaurs, whatever. Dude, that motherfucker was running through the field, and it was like...
Because a minotaur is the opposite.
Minotaur bull is up top. Yeah.
Human the bottom, bull, right?
Yeah, yeah, something like that, yeah. But yeah, so it was like just running, bro. And we're like, what? The bus driver was just like, dude, like was white as a ghost. And we were like, what's that? Like, what is that? And he was what just like, I don't know. And we were just all like, that little girl started crying. And me and that little boy were just like freaking out. We're like, I mean, I was intrigued.
Bro, I would have flipped. I would have shit my pants.
Dude, and dude, I don't remember. But I think like it wasn't running towards us, but it was running like parallel
yeah.
to like where we were at, right? Yeah. And I don't remember. I always try to remember that. I can't recall what happened. But I'm more than certain that motherfucker turned around and went back to the school. Like, didn't go that way. Because it was running towards the direction we were going.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I do recall him turning back and going back to the school.
Bro.
I don't remember. But, yeah, dude, that was like...
Imagine.
Hey, when I was five, dude.
Imagine if he was on Tinder and he was like, I got a horse cock. And they're like, no, really. Like, really. And it's a fucking minotaur, centaur, dude.
I was gonna say, so we was hung like a horse, huh?
Damn. No wonder PT's obsessed with it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Well, because I'm hung like a pony, like, dude.
Everyone
a miniature pony?
Everyone was scared. What is that, Pablo? Like, I love you.
Hey, it's still in the horse family. But yeah, dude, so that was like the craziest shit. Well, that's not the craziest. So that happened.
Bro, like you have to understand, just hearing that is so wild.
Dude, and
like,
yeah. Dude, I never told anybody for fucking ever. Yeah, and the way that shit came back to me was... I met this person, dude, like, probably I was, like, in my 20s, right? I lived in Seguin, and that's when I had, like, my UFO experience and all that shit. So I talked to this guy who, there was, like, a MUFON office in Seguin, mm-hmm. like, back in the 90s, like, 90, I think it was, like, 95, 96. So, like, I had this experience, and I told a friend, and that friend knew that person. So he got me in contact with him, and the dude was like, hey, let's go do lunch, blah, 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 let's talk. I was like, all right. So we talked, and... We had lunch and I told him what happened. He's like, oh, fuck, yeah, like that area, I've had reports, blah, 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 but dude. I've never been able to talk to anyone. So I was like, whatever. So then we would meet a lot and talk. And he was like, man, something, like usually when shit happens like this, it's because something happened to you before. Like it doesn't just start in your 20s. Like it's happened.
Or you're, you know, young.
Like you don't recall anything. I'm like, no, not really. And then we were just talking and then. It's like, what about when you were a kid? And then that's when I recall, like, I remember, like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
So this happened in the, like, the woods by my house. And he's like, what the fuck? And then that shit, I remember that. And he was like, what? So he was telling me he had someone have an experience like that. But it was, like, over there, like, over here in, like, the Seguin area, like, Nixon around that area. Because my shit happened, like, going between Nixon and Gonzalez.
Wow.
Yeah, like it was like that road, dude. But yeah, so it's, dude, it's,
yeah, it'd be interesting to know like how many other people have seen something like that or like what the fuck.
And I'll hear about them like every once in a while, dude. Like I listen to a lot of podcasts like paranormal, and there's people that had those, like they've seen those before, dude.
That's
like
crazy.
Here, dude, like
I'm kind of
not
like,
here in this area, but like
I'm kind of tempted to just Google and see like if that's
Google
a thing.
It. Yeah, I mean, sightings, it's, dude, like, it's crazy, but like, yeah, but like with all the UFO stuff and
all the anal probing.
Yeah, dude. It goes numb after 5 minutes.
Yeah, you get used to it.
Yeah, you get used to it.
You get,
but remember,
you get gapped a few times.
When we went to go visit my aunt in Pennsylvania, in her house, the back of her backyard,
dude,
had like forest.
That.
What?
Yeah. And he would look outside the window at the room
and
that
I would see something. Dude,
yeah.
I saw it. So, yeah. So
what?
Like, yeah, so we went to go stay at that. What was it, like in 15?
Harrisburg.
Uh-huh.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, that's a hot spot. So when I got back and I did. Well, we'll talk about, because I wasn't really a big Sasquatch fan. Like, I mean, I believed it. I heard stories. I had a buddy that said he saw something like years ago because he was a hunter.
Okay.
But I never really believed it until mom told me her story.
Oh, yeah.
Her
Kitana Road?
Yeah, on Kitana Road when she saw those two like Sasquatch standing on the side of the road in the 70s.
Yeah.
So after that, that's when I started researching it. And I think she didn't tell me that till we got back. I think it was like in 16, 17.
Mm-hmm.
She was that one time we're having dinner. We were talking about experiences. And she was like, come on, tell me. Like, I don't believe you. Like, not that she didn't believe, she wanted to know. I'm like, I don't really talk about it because I don't want to sound like a kook. Like, I'm already a kook.
Right.
And then I told her like my UFO stuff. Like, just a few things. And then she told me that. Like, I'll tell you something. And then that's what she told me. And
that
I was
one's
like,
wild.
What? But yeah, I forgot about that. We're in Pennsylvania, dude. We were like... The house was creepy. It had a basement. It was like 3-story house. And then the bedroom we're staying in was facing woods.
The woods, yeah.
Behind
this was one in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah. So it was facing woods. So I remember we were like, we went to bed and then...
But I think, you were looking out the window and...
Yeah. When we first got there, like, I was looking out the window and I could see, like, it was weird. It's just like, a weird feeling just looking like...
Mm-hmm. Oh, like something's shit. Watching
yeah,
you?
Yeah, like something's watching me, like that feeling. So yeah. It was like...
Something's
there. And I've always felt that. And I was like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. So we laid down and then like later on that night, like in the middle of the night, something woke me up, like a feeling. And I got up and I like...
You went to the window
and I was looking, dude. And it was like someone was like... Something was in the woods, just looking.
But you said they were telling you like to come.
Yeah, they were like same one. Something like that. It was weird, dude. It was so fucking weird.
You
I
didn't
told
go.
Her,
why didn't you
hell
go?
No, the fuck, pussy. Fucked up. I didn't have my gun.
Pussy.
All right.
like I would have been. I'd have just started walking. Yes, can I help you?
Yeah. Are you lost?
Why are you waking me up? But yeah. So yeah, I forgot about that in Pennsylvania.
Do you need help?
That's crazy.
So then when
man,
I got
fuck.
Back, I started looking at that area. When I got into Sasquatch, when Mom told me her experience, and I looked at it, dude, that whole area was a hot spot where she lived.
Imagine, bro, if it's like it's doing this, dude. It's got, and you're just keeping its attention. Meanwhile, in the other window, you're aiming with the bah, and just take a shot at it.
Dude, yeah. Apparently, they killed a few. There's been reports like there was one like in, I don't remember where it was, but a dude ran over one, hit one.
Uh-huh.
And he hit it, and he was like, what the fuck? He pulled over, he went, and it was like just laying there. And like all of a sudden, dude, like these like black SUVs just came out of nowhere. Like 20 minutes later, just like four of them rolled up. Were like, "Hey, how, you know, like what's going on?" They were like, "Oh no, I just hit this thing." "Oh yeah, don't worry about it. We'll call the police." And like he went, like drove home and told his buddy. So they drove back, and there was nothing gone. There. It was all gone.
Dang, they cleaned it up.
But it's like there were because dude, there's theories that they're tracked. Like some of them are tracked.
Dang, dude. I mean, we track sharks and other things.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm more of a person where I have to see it to believe it.
Yeah, seeing is believing.
But with all the shows and the pictures that you show me, PT, like they're all fuzzy and grainy.
Yeah, because
it's easy to get a costume.
You see, my theory on that is that it's interdimensional, dude. That's why you can't see it. You can't capture it. Because, dude, there's so many reports of like people seeing it like on their property or like, and they find footprints that are just going and then they disappear like into thin air, like in the middle of a field, like in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
They're just there and then they're gone.
I mean, the thing that makes the most sense about interdimensional or something like that is the simple fact that people see it, but it's not like a normal occurrence. Like, in other words, it's not like, think of how many pieces of land have been built on or, you know, expanded upon. And it's not like you have construction workers just coming out of the woodwork saying they see shit, but people do say they see shit.
Dude,
just not at a normal rate versus if it was like, I don't know. Something normal, an animal of some type.
But then think about it. Why would people say it if you're going to be like, this one's going to call you crazy and a kook? Like,
well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just imagine all the people, because think about it.
Well, here's an argument I would make real quick for the fact that, people think we've just explored every inch of the planet, we haven't because they're still finding new things in the Amazon rainforest. Yeah. They're like, hey, we never saw this before. Like, what the hell is that?
And then all the tunnel systems. Have you ever seen the tunnel systems in the United States? Dude, it's crazy. Go look at that.
Go look at
the map of like the most disappearances.
Oh,
the most Bigfoot sightings. They're all lay around those where those
Pacific Northwest.
Yeah. Dude, no, just the whole country. They're all around like the cave systems.
Hmm.
It's crazy. But yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I know shit happens and just imagine all the people that don't report it because they're afraid.
I'm just kind of stuck on the fact that we have tunnel systems. I don't even know we had any.
You never looked at that?
No.
Yeah, what isn't that with the slave trade thing, like with the tunnels? Or that was the railroad.
Yeah, those were homemade tunnels. But I'm talking about like cave systems, like actual cave. Like that
connect to each other?
Yeah, like under the land, dude. Like, dude, even here. Like
they're underneath downtown.
In Texas,
Downtown
has them. Dude, all the major cities have them. They're everywhere. Look it up.
Closest thing we've got is our main sewer line going under the street. So the only tunnel I can think of that's close by.
Yeah.
I found a tunnel, guys. It smells like shit, though.
But yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, so like, I mean, ever since I was a kid, like I remember my brother and I were fighting. We used to always fight, dude. My mom was like, "You're gonna see the devil if you don't listen." Blah blah blah. Dude, one day we were like in our room, just like I don't know what we're doing. We're like fucking around. We're probably like 10, 12. I think I was like 12. My brother's 10. I don't remember exactly, but you can ask my brother. dude, we heard somebody knocking on the window. We looked, it's like a pair of red eyes, dude, just looking at us. Nope. We were like, fuck, we ran and called my mom. Dude, my dad goes out there in his fucking underwear with a big ass fucking 45. He was like fucking trying to go to the backyard, and he was all like, ¿Dónde estás, Diablo? Like, he was talking because he was all drunk, you know? He was like talking to the devil. We were like, fuck, this dude's crazy. But yeah, so that, yeah, and then I saw a devil or a demon.
When?
Dude, when I was probably in my 20s, dude. It's a lot.
What happened?
So, when you took home a big chick?
No, she was hot as fuck. So, I'll tell you real quick. So, my buddy and I went to the strip club, right? And we were there, and he knew one of the strippers, and she had there was this new girl. She was a redhead. Her name was Flame. It's so weird, dude. I swear, dude.
Like Firecrotch?
Dude, Flame, bro. She was a redhead, bro.
Yeah,
she was, Flame. Dude, I swear, like, the fucking carpet matched the drapes, bro. Right. Seriously, bro. Yeah, she was a redhead.
Yep.
I swear on my dad, dude. I swear on my dad. So, we went home. I mean, they were like, yeah, I want to go. We went to go eat, and then we went back to their place. It was her place. And, it was weird. It was in the neighborhood. It was next to the bakery. I showed you. Right there on Division, the bakery, uh-huh. That apartment right behind there,
uh-huh.
That's where it was. So we were there, and my buddy was like, hey, we're drinking, whatever. And then we were there, and her, like my buddy and that girl went to the room, and they did whatever. And I was like trying to bust a move on this chick, and she wouldn't have it.
On Flame?
Yeah, on Flame. She wouldn't have it. She was like, whatever. I was like, oh. So then finally my buddy comes out. I was like, hey, dude, we're going to take off. And that girl was like, that girl Flame was like, just stay with me. Spend the night. And I'm like, fuck yeah. Because she was hot as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. So like at that time I used to like do a lot of bad things, sell drugs. So I gave him like my gun, my fucking money, my drugs, everything. And I stayed there. I was like, come give me in the morning. He's like, all right. He took off. Bro, after that, bro, she like locked the door. And she was just like, come here. I'm like, what? It's like, I want to show you something. She like took me in her room, dude, and like we started like making out, bro. Her face just started changing like scary. It was weird. I wasn't even drunk or high or nothing. Dude, just started changing like, and I was like, what the fuck? And then she was like,
I'm fucking a lot of different people tonight,
dude. And it was weird, dude. I was like, what the? And she was like, what's wrong? Oh, nothing. So she was like, don't be scared. And I was like, scared of what? Like, I didn't even say nothing, right?
You're trying to play it off.
And dude, she was like, you're going to die tonight.
Oh, dang.
And I was like,
no, you're going to die.
No, I was like, bitch, are you serious? Like, what the fuck? She was like, don't be afraid. You're going to die. Like, it's time for you to die. And I was like, what the fuck, bro? She was like, I started freaking the fuck out, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? Just let me fucking go. Like, I don't have no money. I don't have nothing. Like, I gave everything to my friend because I thought she had saw, like, all the money I had and the drugs, you know? She was like, it don't matter. Like, nothing can save you. And she started talking all crazy, bro. And then I was like, dude, like, no, let me go. She's like, come here. Don't be afraid. She's like, grab my hand, dude. And we went in the restroom. And she, like, got in the shower. And she started taking a shower, dude. And I was just like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, for a moment, dude, for a moment, I was like, I was being, like, hypnotized. It was so weird, dude, because I was looking at her. And she was just like, and then, like, her face started changing again. I'm like, fuck this, bro. I got so scared, bro. I thought, dude, I got that feeling.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever had that feeling like you're going to die. Because I've had that a couple times in my life. Bro, like, weird. And I was just like, I started freaking out.
It's almost like gravity pulling you down.
Yeah, it's just like.
Like where you're just.
You get that heavy feeling, dude, and you're just like, oh.
The only time I felt that is when I was actually. So we had this vacuum cleaner, and I remember they had replaced the cord because you know how the cord gets like bent, you know, just kinks over time.
Frayed, yeah.
It was frayed, and I was vacuum cleaning, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I just started feeling this gravity. It's almost like if a cold metal hand like was inside my body, grabbed my heart. It was just pulling it to the
so
earth.
Weird, yeah.
Oh, and
weird.
I was like, "What the fuck?" And I looked, I was getting electrocuted. And it was because the wire had touched like, up against my leg, and I was just like dying.
Basically. Yeah, it just feels like what the like everything's coming, like,
dude.
You're just like,
and then
oh,
I like man. It. I yeah, fuck yeah. That feeling, man.
Yeah, so I got that like that doom feeling, like that, like that. Oh, that ugly feeling. Ugly, I was like, man. Dude, I started freaking out, bro. I started like crying, like, hey, I'm you know, just let me go. Like, you know, I have a daughter, and you know, I'm sorry, like, I, you know, whatever, I just say, no, you're gonna die, it's not what you did, it's you're just your turn to die, and I was like, what, bro, I started freaking out, and I was like, sorry.
You couldn't just leave?
She had the door locked, it was those doors that were locked in the inside, like, you couldn't get out, it was like a screen door, it had, like, the lock in the inside, sorry, I said that before, I was like, fuck, so I remember, so then I started, I was like, I told myself, calm the fuck down, like just chill out, right? So I'm like, fuck. Well, there's an AC unit up there. I just kicked that motherfucker out and climb out. But I'm like, how? She'd probably stop me or do something to me. So, and then I remember, like, I calmed down and I remember she had put the keys in that, and like in a like a little drawer in the kitchen. So I was like, you know what? Let me just have a beer, blah, blah, blah. So then we go to the kitchen, bro. And like, she was just like, she knew, bro. She it was knew. Weird. Like, she was reading she my knew thoughts. You it knew. Was, yeah.
Don't oh, even reach shit. For those keys.
Dude,
fucker.
So we were just, I was just, I started begging her, bro. She's like, no, dude, you know what, bro? I fucking, dude, I was like, I'm going to die if I don't leave, bro. I fucking knocked the shit out of her, bro. I hit her so fucking hard, bro, that she fell on the ground.
Yeah.
And I went in there and I got the keys.
The face changed to some sweet old
dude,
lady.
No, dude. You're like, oh, no. I wouldn't give a fuck, dude. I was fucking scared. And like, she was like getting up and I like ran right there because the kitchen, it was like a big room. I ran and I was trying to like, she was like coming at me, bro. And I like turned on, like kicked her and she fell again. And dude, I opened the door, bro, and I locked it. And I was like, I was locking it, and she was, dude, it was like a screen door, and she was like, she was, dude, it was like this fucking demon face, bro. And I fucking like, oh, I fucking got the keys and I threw them and I took off running because my mom lives like, dude, just down the road, like probably like 10 blocks, okay. Maybe 9 blocks. I ran all the, dude, you can ask my mom about this shit. I ran all the way home, dude. I was banging on the door and she opened it. She's like, what the f-? It was, dude, it was like 4 in the morning. She's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, dude, I was white as a ghost, bro. She was just like, ¿Qué pasó? My dad got up like, what the fuck are you doing? He was all mad because it was like late at night. And I'm like, dude, I was so terrified, bro.
Dude, that's wild,
that's
man.
That's the scary
That reminds me of like that scene in Jacob's Ladder when he's trying to escape the hospital. Oh. And that fucking nurse is like, get back here. Like all
dude, she was at the screen door, bro. Like, ah, yeah, man. Like, she was like saying some weird shit, bro. I'll never, dude, I got the children. Dude,
I mean, the fact that, forget that the no, fact you hit her, high. Honestly, the fact you hit her as hard as you describe it, like she shouldn't have been able to
dude,
get
she
up.
Dude, she shouldn't have got up because she wasn't like a big girl. Like, she was like right. Petite, hot chick, dude, like a model.
Like you hit someone frail like that, yeah. That hard, like mm-hmm. They ain't getting up.
To knock them out.
Oh, okay, so then that happened, right? And then, like, about a year or two passed, and then
should have grabbed
a
titty.
But no. Dude, I did, dude. But all right, once the face changed, I let that shit go.
Nah.
But so like a year and a half later, my buddy and I were at we should hang out at this bar in the neighborhood. It's called the Singing Saloon. They had karaoke every day. And there was this hot, like hot white lady walked, like older white lady walked in.
The waitress was flame?
No, dude.
Lunch lady arms?
No. So we were drinking and she was sitting at the bar and she was like, you know, making eyes at me. And I was just like, whatever.
She knows what's up.
Dude, because I was traumatized from that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And she like came over and she's like, are you a fag? Are you a fucking fag? And I'm like, what?
What?
She's like, I'm trying to get your attention. Is this your fucking boyfriend? Emilio's cracking up. I don't know if he remembers this. And I'm like, no.
She's coming on strong, dude.
So then we started talking, drinking. She goes, and then like it was like time to go. And she's like, you want to come over for a drink? I'm like,
nah.
She's like, come on, your friend could come. I'm like, all right. So like I told Emilio, hey, come drop me off, ooh, and then take off. Like get off. So you know where I'm at, and then take off. Like, all right. So dude, we go over there, and we're just like.
Shooting the shit.
Yeah, we're just drinking a beer. All three of us put on music. We're just there talking. And then Emilio's like, hey, I want to go. I was like, all right. I go, come get me in the morning again, dude. It's like, fuck.
This guy don't learn.
Didn't learn the first time. Yeah.
So then once Emilio left.
About to get flamed.
Mm-hmm. Dude, once Emilio left, like this chick's like.
Changed.
No, dude, she was cool. And she put on music. She like stripped down to like a G-string and started dancing. We're just hanging out. Like nothing happened though. We went, like we drank. We went to bed. I stayed up all night because I was so traumatized. Nothing happened. She was cool, dude. Like, it was an older lady. I think I was in my 20s. She was, like, in her 40s.
And nothing happened?
Nothing happened, I swear.
I call bull.
Why would she get stripped down and nothing?
Yeah, exactly. Because
she was drunk, bro. She passed out.
I hate that, man. Yeah.
You're right there. And
she I didn't want
to
take care of
time to babysit. Yeah, no, fuck that.
But
I'm stealing something.
No. So then in the morning came
making
and whatever.
Making this worth my while.
Yeah, the morning came, and then he came and picked me up, and then we left. And then... I had her number, so like a week later, she called me. She's like, hey, I'm studying. You want to come over? I'm like, I didn't even fucking know anything about her, so I came over.
Dude, I would have been like, I don't know. Are you going to pass out again?
No, dude. She was a fucking professor, dude.
Okay.
At UTSA.
Okay.
She was it UTSA?
I know her.
It was a blonde. She was
hot. You said G-string?
So she was teaching law enforcement. So what happened was she used to be a cop in Rhode Island.
Okay.
She used to be a cop, but she moved down here because some crazy story she told me. Like, it was a little town. But anyway, she was so... We were talking. So she knew a lot of people in law enforcement here. So we were talking. And then she was like, hey, why didn't you bust it move, like, when he stayed here? And I'm like, man, I don't know. Like, and I was like, oh, auntie, right? And she's like, what the hell is wrong? And so I told her the story. And she, dude, she was like, are you serious? I go, yeah. She goes, did she look like this? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, okay, let me tell you something. She goes, I don't know if it was a demon or what, but she's like, I got friends that are officers, like in the vice squad. And like, there was something happened where they were looking for two girls that were doing that. They would go to like, they would go work at strip clubs and they would take men home and then they would rob and fucking kill them, like stab them. Like they would try to like take all their shit. She's like, so you got lucky. And I'm like, dang, oh shit.
You would have been a victim.
And but yeah, so she knew, like, she's like, she probably would have fucked you up and like called her friends. They'd come over and like, they would, she goes, there's like a couple like people body missing. Part two, yeah, something. Like something happened. She said, I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. So it wasn't, I don't know, dude, but it was a, bro,
her you face. You escaped death.
Dude, her face was changing, bro. Like, have you ever seen that movie with Keanu Reeves? Well, he's a lawyer. The one that I showed
Devil's
you.
Advocate?
Devil's Advocate. When that chick's face changes, that's what it looked like bro. Just like that. And that was like, I hadn't even never seen that movie.
But you
when
didn't
I saw
have
that
anything
movie,
on you to rob because you gave everything.
Like
a
but I don't know if she knew like that or what. Yeah, I don't know if she knew that. But man, because when we're at the street, like I had like a lot of money and I had like, I had a lot of coke and I would like, I don't know if she, that's why she was trying to or, but it was so weird. It was crazy, dude.
But yeah, that's fucked up.
So that was like, it like validated like my, like, dude, either way, dude, it was a scary, that was a scary shit. And I've had crazier shit happen to me and I've never been that scared in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no, that's it's the like scariest. Different. It's a different because kind I was of like, fear. Yeah, because I was like, I've been in shit.
Dude, if you see someone's face change,
dude,
everyone's going to shit their pants.
I wasn't even high, bro. I wasn't high. I wasn't drunk.
You're like in fight or flight mode.
Oh, and then not only that, so the next day, like my friend had, I guess he went and picked me, like went back for me. And he said he was knocking. Nobody came out. And then, dude, I was so paranoid. I never drove down that street. Why do you think when we go to my mom's, I don't go down Division? You know how I always go straight?
You should go. Hey, let's do it. Let's do a field trip.
You know how I always turn down by the church? Go that way? Yeah, because I don't go down Division.
Let's go.
Nah, dude, I get a flashback. So when we went back, there
thanks
was
for telling me.
There was like a for rent sign on that
every
house.
Time she's going to drive down there, she's going to take the long way home.
So when did you go back?
I mean, I went back a few years later, but I mean, it took me a while. Even now, like, I just avoid that area. Like, there's my favorite bakery is right next to it. And that's why I stopped going there because of that. Sometimes I'll go. But.
So what did your friend say when he went back?
Oh, so he went back. He was knocking. Nobody answered. And then I told him the story. And I don't know if you remember. It's just my friend Matt and Chico. I don't know if he'll remember. I haven't talked to him in, 20 years, maybe 15 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I've been in crazy situations. Like, I've been in deadly situations and I've never been that scared. Like, it was the devil, dude.
It's wild, man.
It was crazy. And then that's when I got, like, religious again. Like, I started like praying again and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Grissom Road? There was this like creepy haunted house off to the side in the woods. It was like it was a house, like a shack looking thing. You could see it from the road as you would drive down Grissom. Or I'm sorry, Bandera.
Oh yeah, it's still there, that old house?
No, they like took it down or they built something there. But this was way back in the 90s. Oh, and you'd be driving down Bandera before you got to Mainland and Grissom and I forget what side streets before that.
By the security service?
Ben Russ or no, not Ben Russ. No. So okay. If you're coming down Bandera from like 410,
okay.
So like you're passing Wurzbach and then you're passing the next street and then you get to Grissom, right?
Mm-hmm.
So between Wurzbach and Grissom on the right side, you'd be driving and it was all wooded. This is before the buildings and strip centers were there. And there would be like a shack, abandoned shack, haunted house looking thing.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that it's thing still there, right? That's the building. Yeah, so
there's still, I mean, there were other shacks
maybe
there.
Yeah, maybe
they tore them down, but there's a main building, and that's the
historical.
That's what is they're it? Called. It's called the Onion House. Okay. And the guy that died there, his grave is in the back, and you can walk
one,
to it.
That's when you took me to?
Yeah.
Yeah, we
go geocaching over there. Hey, look, I found a body.
No, we just went to it because
there's a trail that goes back there.
Yeah, it's right by the, you can see the burial.
And you can see it from Bendera.
Yeah, it's right there on the right side.
Well, not the grave, the house you can.
Okay, because I remember people saying that shit was haunted.
Because you know, behind the skating ring on Bendera, there's a park. Well, if you park there.
Obi-Schnabel?
No. There's another park.
A different park.
Yeah, it's right behind the skating ring on Bendera.
Yeah.
So if you park there, there's a trail, and if you walk the trail, it takes you to it'll take you there.
You can walk around that way,
and it'll take you to where the grave. It's like a big, huge gravestone.
Yeah, she took me there. When I first moved in, she took me there. Yeah, we go look for shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Dude, yeah, I just remember hearing stories about people would go there like at night and like you know full moon, and they'd like get freaked the fuck out from haunted shit.
Yeah. Yeah, just like
Because that I read up on it. It used to be an old stagecoach, so they would stay there. Like when they were driving,
like overnight,
not driving,
traveling
in their stagecoach, they would stay there.
Would you stay there?
Nope.
How much money would it take to get you to stay there?
Not enough.
So did you ever experience anything crazy? I feel like you were pretty well protected.
Yeah, probably.
Or you just blocked it out if something did happen.
Probably that too.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
Hypnotist.
Yeah.
I think, you know, out of me and my sister, probably the more sensitive one was my sister. So I think she's, you know, probably had...
Yeah, let's get her on.
You know, some stuff go on. But I don't know. We don't really talk about it.
No? Bro. Yeah, a lot of people... I know a lot of people do. They block stuff out. Like, I have a friend that's like, I don't know why you believe in all that shit. And then he got drunk one night and told me crazy shit. I'm like... Like he told me like one of his cousins was possessed and like they had to have like a priest come. Yeah. And like they did an exorcist on him.
Mm-hmm. That's some real
shit.
And
I was like, dude.
Yeah. I feel like for me, I don't like, I don't know. I think there's like a thin line of curiosity and unintentionally opening up doors and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to get anywhere near that line.
Yeah.
You know, so I kind of just stay away from all that stuff if I can. But, I mean, I remember when we were having a similar conversation in y'all's house and then the lights dimmed. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we all kind of freaked out. Yeah. We're like, oh, yeah, that's it. We're leaving.
Yeah, we're done here.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, it is. It's weird because I've dealt with, I mean, now as an older person, like as I've gotten older, I've done a lot of research and I've met a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I've been taught to do like protection spells, and like her, she could tell you about crazy shit that I did to her. Like one time I did this thing to her, remember, to your neck?
Oh yeah, my energy.
Yeah, I try to like I don't know what, I can't even talk about it because it's like weird shit, but yeah, she freaked the fuck out.
Yeah, like I felt it. It was weird.
Like I told her I could do this, she didn't believe me, and I did it, and it only worked that one time. But because I'm scared, I'm not scared, I'm just afraid. Like I don't want to have like, so like when I met this other lady, I don't know, dude, I still think she's a fucking alien. She was an alien. But anyway, she told me some crazy shit, dude, and she told me some shit about me, like myself, and like even my aunt too. Like my aunt from Mexico, she'll tell you like, she's like, you're special, mijo, like there's something, like you're real.
Yeah, there's definitely people that are more tuned into.
Yeah, and I've always, since I can go to a place and I know if something's there or I feel shit. What were you gonna say?
So let me ask you, because you said after that experience you started praying and going to church again. Did anything happen, I guess, when you were praying and going to church?
Yeah, like I was telling you, like when it's weird because like you know, I don't know, like I guess like experience from like people that have gone through crazy shit and like bad shit through their life, like sometimes you just become an atheist because you believe, like as far as like my experience, like where the fuck was God when I needed him? You know, bad shit happens to you, so you go that. But then you have shit happen to you where you call on Jesus and it helps you. Right. And that's what we were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. Like when you invoke, there's something about, that's why when people say, there's no God, there's no Jesus. No, no. I believe that there is. I just don't believe like the way religion believe. Like I'm spiritual. I know there's something higher than us. I know there's something that created us. I just don't believe like that side, like the way the religious people, you know, because I was raised strict Catholic, dude, like from when I was like little till, you know, even till like when my dad died. My dad had, you know, he wanted to go to Catholic church. He wanted to have that service when he passed away because we were raised like that. But like I've had too many experiences that, I don't know, it's just weird. But yeah, there is something, dude. But like I told you, like when you invoke Jesus' name, it stops. It's like they're afraid. Like, no matter what it is, it's like they're afraid of it, you know?
Yeah, they can't. They can't.
It's just like. They can't overcome it. Yeah, it's just like the whole religious thing. It just like. Because if you think about it, if you do research on, like, and we're not going to get into all this because I don't want to offend people, but, like, religion was created to control people. It really was. If you think about it, if you go back and do your history on it, now I'm not saying, like, it's not true or nothing. It was just the way it's gotten to this point now that it was. That now, that's not saying that there's no God, there's no Jesus. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, that's where everybody differs. But, yeah, that's just, but, yeah.
I've heard that before from other people, I guess, that have problems with, like, the structure of religion. Yeah, the structure. Like,
yeah, because if you think about it, I mean, it's weird. It's just like the Vatican. Like, they have all these things there at the Vatican that can solve a lot of problems in the world, and they don't do it. Mm-hmm. You know, they have the money. They have everything. You know, money corrupts. And it's...
Well, humans are corrupt also. Yeah, just human, you know? Yeah.
I always felt like with the Catholic religion specifically, the thing that has always been, like, people can speculate or they can have their ideas. But when I see, like, certain things that occurred, like, with some of the saints and these bodies that aren't decomposing, and you're just kind of like, so what's your science explanation to this? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or, like, people pick and choose.
But is it science or is it supernatural?
Well, that's what I'm saying. But the thing is, but if people don't believe in something, then I'm like, well, how does your natural science...
Yeah.
explain this
or
things that I've experienced that are too, how many coincidences have to happen before you're like, this can't just be a mathematical like anomaly. Yeah. Like,
yeah. And it's just, then that's the thing. It's just like a religious person will claim that it's God doing it. But what if it's, you know, like I believe it's, you know what I mean? Like, it's just weird how people believe. I mean, but none of us are going to fucking know, dude, till we die. So,
well, I can say, like, at least I feel like our home is very well protected because of things we've done like to this house. Yeah. And I mean, it could change tomorrow, I guess, but like we've never experienced any.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's because I don't dabble in all that and stuff.
But yeah, we don't.
I mean, but I think it's more than that.
Doors closed.
Yeah.
I think even if we did, I think that I just feel like this house would nothing would be able to come through those doors into this home.
Yeah.
Like, it's not possible.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, there's protection spells. I mean, I use them. I put them. We all have them. The kids have them.
Yeah.
Knock on wood, nothing bad's ever happened. We experience shit, but it's nothing like...
It's nothing malicious. Well,
remember your house. Okay, so your other home, the two-story, there was at night when all this shit was downstairs. Mm-hmm. So even then you had stuff happening... Mm-hmm. That was crazy because we were all upstairs. This is a point in time where I was staying with Bubbles. And I don't even know if you had the little one. I think it might have just been
It was just Oscar.
Yeah, I think it was just And so we're all upstairs. And then, like, I remember you asking me, like, because I would come home late sometimes. I'd be hanging out with my boys or partying or whatever. And you had asked me, like, hey, did you move, like... this stuff on the couch. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And like all the cushions were like off on the floor and like it was all rearranged. And I'm like, nah, why would I do that for one? And then two, like, nah, I would remember if I'd done something like that. But yeah, it was some creepy shit.
Yeah. I remember like, would be asleep in his room and I would be upstairs. And this was like, at the time Mike's husband was working for Toyota. And so he would be working overnight, so it would just be me and the kids. And he had his toys downstairs, and he would be asleep, like, passed out in his room.
Yeah.
And I would be upstairs in the bed, probably, like, watching TV or whatever, and I would always hear, like, his toys going off.
Damn, no way.
And it's just, like, nobody's downstairs.
Like, why is that turning on?
It would just turn on?
It would turn on. And it was, like, this little toy, and he had, like, these books, and the little toy would, you run it over like the words and it would read it. It's supposed to help him read or whatever. And it would just like go off and it would like make noises.
Just start making noises?
On its own?
Yeah.
Did he ever talk about like seeing, like having imaginary friends or seeing things?
Not at that time.
Because like when that shit happened to me and Nixon and Seguin, Bree was probably like 2 or 3. And after that happened, like, she would always, like, say she had a little friend. And she would always, like, go under the table and play with her.
Fuck that.
And she would always, like...
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And I told you, like, all that shit happened. And, like, her mom, to this day, she won't acknowledge it. She's like, no, I don't remember that. So, like, all this stuff, like, I had that experience.
Nah, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Nah, it wasn't
like,
me.
Like, she, like, I, because the biggest thing that happened to me then was, like, I started having these weird dreams, like, stuff happening to me, like, weird shit. And then I told you that one time I woke up, like, in the patio.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
butt naked.
Butt naked, dude, outside my apartment. And, like, all the doors were locked. And I was, like, I woke up outside in the morning, like, naked. Yeah, in my apartment, I was like, what?
That's crazy.
Fuck? So I'm all banging on the, like, the sliding door to go in the apartment. It was locked. And, like, her mom just opened the thing and was like, what the fuck are you doing?
You got probed.
Yeah, dude, I don't know, dude. I don't remember it hurting, but yeah. And she let me in and she was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, we got a big argument. And, like, to this day, I've asked her. Like, I mean, I asked her, like, a long time ago, but she's like, no, I don't remember that. Like, no. Like, mm-hmm. She won't talk about it. Like, because, like, crazy shit started happening after that.
I think the only time I had something really, really creepy happen and I noped the fuck out was I had gone home. This was at my parents' place. And I was just going to take a nap on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
So normally, like, I would leave the TV on.
Daytime?
Daytime. Okay. Like a daytime nap before I was going to head out and do stuff. And normally I'd leave the TV on or watch a movie or something and just crash out. But in this particular time, I just wanted quiet. So I turned the TV off. I started to doze off. And, like, not in a lucid or not in, like, a dreamy state or, like, where you're kind of asleep but you're not asleep. No, I was, like, I hadn't even gone to sleep yet.
You're still awake.
Just my eyes are closed. I'm, like,
just relaxing.
And I distinctly heard my name in full, like.
What? It's loud?
Loud. I can't say in the podcast, of course, but, like, yeah. Very clearly audible, like.
Hey, asshole.
Yeah. Pretty much like that. Like calling me.
Okay, so was it... Okay, let me ask you because I have a theory. Was it near you or was it far away, like in the distance? Like somewhere in the room or was it right by your ear?
Far.
Okay.
Like by the doorway, I guess.
Yeah, like yeah, okay.
And I opened my eyes and I noped the fuck out and I got up and I left and I like drove to like Barnes & Noble's or somewhere just to kill some time. I was like, fuck that, dude. Like,
what'd you see?
I didn't see anything, but I heard it. I just heard it, and I wasn't going to stick around to, like, find out
what it was.
What, is it going to say more? Is it going to, like, nope, I'm out. Like, that's my cue to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
Because I've had that, like, at my mom's house, like, our house, my parents' house growing up. Like we saw those eyes. We would always see shit. There was always lechuzas outside the house because my parents had, like, a big oak tree. There was always lechuzas. They would whistle and shit. That's why I tell you, like, remember the other night we're mm-hmm. outside? But anyway, and, like, my mom would always say she'd see an old lady. Mm-hmm. Like, my mom would always see her.
The donkey lady?
No, it was just an old lady in the house. It was just, like,
oh.
She'd be washing dishes a lot of the times. And in the middle of the night, you would hear the dishes move. Like, remember the old school racks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like that. Mm-hmm. You would hear it, and we would hear it. And there was times, too, where, like, I'd be in my room, and I'd hear my name called.
Fuck that.
Like
man.
An old lady calling my name in the hallway, and I'm like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom and my dad experienced that too. He told me he never talked about that shit, but like as he got older one time, we were talking and after that shit happened when I saw that, the demon lady almost fucking killed me. I should have fucked her and then fucking knocked her out. Anyway.
Yeah, get some.
So yeah, just make it worth my while. But I was telling because my dad asked me, like, what, like, why the fuck were you, you know, coming over, you know, all late? And I told him, and he was like, what la chinga, que pasó? Era el pinche diablo, te quería coger el diablo, like, the devil wanted to fuck you. I'm like, nah, fuck that, dad. So we were talking, and then I remember asking him, you know, like, if he had ever, like, experienced it, like, maybe it's because I was doing drugs. And my dad was like, well, I was like, dad, I wasn't, nah, like, it was, like, hours later, I was, like,
sober
and... Shit, when that happened, it sobered me up even more. But my dad was telling me, yeah, he's like, I seen something here. And he was telling about the old lady, too. And, you know, he told me, and then my mom had told me. So it was, like, weird. But we would always, like, I've heard my name called a lot of times.
Yep. Nope. That's I noped out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird. And even mom, did mom tell you that she would see, like, an old lady in her bedroom? Yeah.
I remember there was a little girl. I think Dad saw a little girl or a shape.
She said that she would see, like, it was, like, from the 1800s.
Yeah, that's what she
said.
It was, like,
old Victorian-style like, lady.
Yeah, dress. She told us about that.
In her bedroom.
Yeah.
But, like, doing what?
Just walking. Just walking there.
Walking in the room, standing there, yeah. Because when they'd come over, we'd have dinner. We'd have some crazy talks about that stuff. Because I think there was that one time your parents were there.
She would smell, like, roses or kind of perfume.
Like a floral scent. She would always smell it.
Hmm.
With the lady.
Every time she saw her, she would smell that scent. Like a floral. That's
crazy, dude. Yeah. No, I believe it because she was
She was sensitive. Yeah, she was sensitive. Yeah.
So we talked about that stuff. We had a lot of different conversations.
Nah, man, about fuck that. Stuff. That yeah.
Even now at her house, man, we see stuff and like old saw stuff. Yeah, like before
the
I moved in,
saw stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, when I moved in, she was like, something happened. Because I used to work at home and she was at the office. And when I first started staying there, and I would hear crazy shit. And I'm like, oh fuck, did I bring it over here or is it here? What the fuck? So then she got home and I was like, hey, like I heard this. She's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, and I think I saw this. She goes, OC stuff. And I'm like, really? She's like, yeah. So I said, all right. So then I asked him about it and he's like, he didn't know what to say. And then we told him, like, draw pictures of what you see.
Do you remember the picture?
Draw some crazy, like a hand. He said, when he would take a shower, he always saw a hand come through the curtain.
The curtain, shower curtain.
And then he would see like something standing on the other side. He would just take a shower, like
just ignore it.
He wasn't like. And then after we talked, and I told him like, "Dude, don't be scared. Like, you know, it's not gonna do anything to you." He's like, "No, I'm not scared. I just see it, and it freaks me out." And I'm like, "Yeah." And then he started telling me, and even to this day, like when shit happens, we always like we'll see that figure go from like his bedroom to our bedroom or vice versa. And like I'm like, I'll get up, and he'll come out of his room, and he was like, "Did you see that?" I said, "What did you see?" It was a big yelp. So it went from like our room.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that.
And it's yeah.
I did have one creepy thing with, there was a girl I was dating and I would stay at her place pretty often. And, I had taken a shower and I forget how much time had passed, but I'm in the room chilling and she's like, "Hey, did you do this?" And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "Come in the bathroom real quick."
You're wearing her underwear.
The thong guy
the
was...
The thong backwards.
So there were small footprints, water, like as if a kid had like stepped and like she thought I did that with the water with on the hand, purpose, you know? And I'm like, one, that's a lot of effort. And two, like, why the fuck would I waste my time doing that?
She's like,
she was visibly like scared about it. And I looked on the floor. I'm like, yeah, no, that wasn't me. And she's like, what the fuck? I was like, I gotta go, man. Like, I'm out of here. Like, fuck this, dude. Like, yeah. So that was another kind of weird thing. Yeah. But
because even like now, like even with like all the UFOs we see, like I got him into that. So since like he was younger, like he would go outside with me. I'm like, let's go outside, and I like showed him how to like look and like. And now like, man, he's taking some crazy. Have you showed you the pictures he's taken?
Mm-hmm.
Like the one disc he took.
Yeah, he showed us.
He showed us one. He was like out with his friends one time, and he said they were riding the bikes, and he just looked up, and it was like a disc in the sky. And he took a picture of that, and then the other day too, he sent one. Like probably like about a month ago, he sent me a picture of it.
That's crazy.
And then even when he was at his dad's too,
I did see shit. I did see one.
I think he's a sensitive.
He's sensitive, yeah.
So he's, yeah. If he's seeing hands coming to the shower, yeah, probably.
Yeah, because the little one doesn't.
She's in her own world.
Well, she's in her own world, except for that, like, a few months ago, we were laying down, and I guess she had texted me, and I didn't hear it, and then she went in the room, or she called my phone, and I'm like, why are you calling me? She's like, come in my room. There's something in my closet. She whispered, remember? And I was like, shut the fuck. Come right now. So I went in there, dude, and I laid on the floor.
Through the closet.
No. So I laid on the floor, and I'm like real still, and sure enough, dude, like my arm hair starts coming up.
Something's up.
And she's like, "What is that?" I go, "You feel?" She goes, "It feels weird." I go, "Just relax, just calm down. Don't be scared. Like don't freak the fuck out. Like that's what it wants, you know." So, like, sure enough, man, I was about to go open the closet, and something told me, like, don't do it. So I just stepped back, and I stood there, and then I waited, and I'm, like, talking, like, you know, like, just fucking stop, bro. Like, you're not scaring nobody. Like, just stop. Like, she's trying to go to sleep. Like, don't fuck with her. Like,
Just leave her alone.
And he just like went away. So weird, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that. I'm opening that closet. No. I'm opening she's fire. She's
gotten a couple times like sleep paralysis.
Oh, yeah. She started that's getting that. Yeah, a couple shit. Times. And yeah. then she, oh, her shit.
She would get sleep paralysis.
She got sleep paralysis that one time she said, what? There was a doll on the bed. You know, like she had dolls. The little one had dolls. And she said she got sleep paralysis. And then the doll moved, turned towards her, and like looked at her and was like moving. She said she like wanted to shit her pants when she was like sleep paralysis.
Dang, man.
And she would get it all the time. There, her and the little one would get it. And we were like, what the fuck? I think I've had sleep paralysis there at the house maybe like two or three times, but not really. But I get it. I mean, it happens a lot. But I mean, I just see a bunch of the best one or the worst one is like when I see the three figures in front of our bed. Just like three little figures just standing there.
Have you seen them too?
Mm-mm.
And I'm like, but she's had experiences too. But yeah, we'll talk about that some other time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dude, so much stuff happens that people can't just disregard it.
Exactly, dude.
You know,
yeah.
I think people ignore it or they play it off or they in their mind justify it as something.
Yeah.
But like, stuff happens to people all the time. I think the weird thing I had that I couldn't explain, it wasn't a haunted thing, but I remember I was driving with my girlfriend at the time and we saw, so it was like Timber Path that connects to Grissom,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
From Ingram or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Timber Wild, Timber Path?
Timber Path.
Yeah. So I'm driving down that street and I look up and there's a passenger like plane, like a commercial plane, and it's stuck in motion. Like
just
it's
there.
Not moving.
What?
And most people say like, oh yeah, that's just, it's going slow mm-hmm. and you're driving. But like, I was like, no, we stopped. Cause I saw it. I was like, what the fuck? And we pulled over.
And it's just there.
Not moving. No sound. Completely silent. Just stuck.
Oh shit.
In the sky.
There's videos of that. You know that, right?
Dude,
it's been happening a few years ago. Like probably
yeah.
It's been about 4 or 5 years. There's a lot of videos that were like planes would be in the air just there. Dude, I think it has to do with like this world. Like I think we're like, and they've proven it. There's multiple dimensions. I think sometimes they bleed into each other.
Something,
that's why
man.
You see something just like Sasquatch.
Yeah.
That's why they could never catch it, because I think it's interdimensional. And people don't want to believe that because they don't want to believe in the woo woo shit. You know, but man, there's a lot. Dude, this world is crazy, and I can tell you. And it's like my life experiences, what I've experienced. Like that's why I'm the way I am, because I've experienced crazy shit that would defy, like the stuff that I've said is not even half of the stuff I've experienced. Like I've experienced crazy stuff. Like I've even experienced I won't even tell that. I told your mom about this. She's
well, that's
the only
why I
person
think,
I told.
Also,
it was like a spiritual experience.
I had. Even like that's how I think ghosts come in. Like when the dimensionals like cross.
Like dimension. Yeah.
I think that's when we see ghosts.
I think it's like a thin veil, like between this reality and the other reality. Like it's just,
I wonder
weird.
If it's almost like maybe the memory of their timeline is what's actually bleeding over. Not
ours.
So much
yeah.
the spirit of the person, but just like a blending of
yeah.
that era
yeah,
in time
they're called,
with
residual
now.
Haunts. That's what they're called, residual. Like when they just keep happening. Like there's been like stories of like people will see like a person walking down their stairs every day at 4 o'clock. It happens like clockwork. Every mm-hmm. day it happens. And mm-hmm. it's just like a repeat of, you know, what's
like
happened before. Yeah, like a glitch or something.
It's crazy, man. Well, we should definitely do a poll and ask the viewers if they've
yeah.
experienced some crazy shit.
Because that's the thing. Like people will have experiences, but they don't talk about it because they don't want to sound crazy or they
yeah.
don't know what's going to believe me. Blah, blah, blah. And it's weird. Like you get to know people, you get to talk to them, and they'll tell you like, no, has anything ever happened to you? No, nothing ever happened to me. But this happened to me. And you're like, yeah, that's fucking, that's high strangeness right there. That's mm-hmm. like, you know, it's like, but some people, yeah, some people block it out or they don't want to talk about it. Or some people, you know, just like, you know,
she's
like
good at blocking.
Yeah, like I have a friend that's, he's very religious.
The hell does that mean?
She's good at blocking. She blocked my number, dude. When we were at undergrad,
I
kept trying to get her to go out.
I bet she
come out to the bar.
It.
Come out to the bar.
I did not block your number.
I bet
she
wish
ignored
she
it like
she
as if I was. I thought I was blocked. It felt like I was blocked.
I didn't want to go out, so I didn't
answer.
New
number, who this?
Dang. All right. Well, this is a great dude, some creepy shit, that's for sure.
Yeah, we can keep going.
We'll have to do a part. No, we should. Yeah. We'll do another part two. But yeah, I hope everyone enjoyed this episode of the Back in Our Day podcast talking about creepy shit. We got a scary month. What else? We just had an eclipse, full moon. So definitely stick around for the next episode. We're going to still keep it with the theme of October. We're going to be talking about some scary stuff that would come on TV shows, stuff like that. So we look forward to seeing you at the next episode. As always, thank you so much for supporting our podcast. Make sure you're subscribed, following us, and we will see you at the next one.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye now.
Peace.